So Boston continues to seek new solutions in transportation. We've got more innovation news for you. This one from the White House.
Who's next? We'll go over here. How are you?
Good.
What's your name?
Kate Reed.
Hey, Kate. And what's your name?
Mohammed Said.
Good to see you, Mohammed. Where are you guys from?
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Cambridge, Massachusetts. It is a fine town and got some pretty good schools there, last I checked.
Yes, it does. President Obama there meeting two students from Cambridge at Monday's White House Science Fair, where some of the nation's brightest young minds in science and engineering presented their work to the president.
Mohammed Said and Kate Reed attend Newview Studio. That's an innovation lab for middle and high school students in Cambridge. And they were part of a team looking at ways to improve the wheelchair. Mohammed Said uses a wheelchair himself, and Said is with us in the studio right now. Welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me here.
And Kate also created something to improve wheelchairs. She joins us now from Washington. Kate, welcome to you too.
Hi, thank you.
Let us say congratulations to you both. It must have been quite something to meet the president. What was that like, Said?
Well, it was a very motivating and inspiring experience. But when I met the president, it was like, wow, you know, all that hard work was worth it.
So tell us about your invention. What did you come up with?
The problem was that I always wanted a tray table for my lab so I could eat and drink from it while I sit in front of a TV. So I looked everywhere on the internet and didn't find anything like it.
There wasn't anything already that
no,
existed?
No, there was nothing like it on the internet that fits my need. So the universal arm basically is detachable wheelchair tray. And after actually inventing that, I saw this opportunity that the universal arm can be used for other things. For example, I am a filmmaker, so I also, which does not exist, invented a tripod that rotates 360 so you can take any shots, and everything is magnetized. So it would, when you put a copier, it will not allow it to fall out if I rotate it like that.
Your solution seems so elegant, and I have to say, you're a poster child for the fact that necessity is the mother of invention. You saw this need, and you said, it'll make my life better. Let's
exactly.
make it. So, Said, you made a universal arm for wheelchairs. Kate, did your invention have something to do with locomotion and making a wheelchair actually move?
Yeah, we created a wheelchair attachment that can attach to any wheelchair, and it allows it to be powered in a rowing motion. It's better for your back. It also uses bigger muscle groups so you don't get as tired, and it also keeps your hands cleaner.
Now, Kate, I understand that the president actually tried this out, right? How did that go?
So that went pretty well. It was pretty awesome. There was a slight malfunction where the brake was still on when he went to try it. So one of the pieces actually got a little too much pressure on it, and it snapped. But we've already got the redesign, so that won't happen again.
So, you know, we asked Said, we didn't ask you, what was that like to get presidential feedback and acclaim and praise? How exciting was that?
I mean, it was the coolest thing ever. Like, my mom was like to me after, she was like, how was it? And I was like, I don't even remember. Like, I was so kind of like running on adrenaline and shell shock that it was just like so cool.
We can call him the beta tester in chief now.
Yeah.
As Said mentioned, you both have designed these inventions at the Newview Innovation Lab in Cambridge. It's an experimental high school? Is that a good way of describing it, Kate?
Yeah, so basically what it is it's an innovation lab for middle and high school students. Basically, kids come there from anywhere from 3 months to 3 years, which is how long I've been there. And so basically, instead of having classes like math and English, we do like big projects. So it's a lot of focus more on 3D modeling and coding and how to make animations and how to tell stories and solve real world problems.
Said, let me come to you, because listening to Kate describe this rowing motion for a wheelchair, you use a wheelchair. Is this something that interests you?
Well, actually, when I first started Newview, I went to the office. I actually first say I want to have a wheelchair that flies and go underwater. But they say, well, that's a big deal. Why don't we start small? And in these 2 weeks, there were 12 students on this studio to work on these different products.
So I'd love to ask you both, and I'll start with you, Saeed. What happens to your invention now?
Well, actually, Spalding Hospital, there is somebody from there who have an interest in looking at it.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, but the cool thing about this is that it's cheap and it's 3D printable, and it's customizable.
3D printable, so you don't necessarily need a manufacturer somewhere.
That's the cool thing about this. And I'm from Afghanistan, and my long-term goal is to actually mass-produce this and take it to developing countries where everyone can, have access to it.
Kate, is your device also 3D printable? Could it be added to an existing wheelchair?
So basically, we didn't really invent the concept of a levered power wheelchair, but we did reinvent it. So usually, levered power wheelchairs come as an all-inclusive kit. So that means that it's kind of attached to the wheelchair, and it's like, that's it. And because of that, they cost anywhere from $2,000 to $10,000. But because ours is entirely 3D printable and completely open source, ours costs $40, which is less than 1% of the cost. And so what we're doing is we're putting all of our designs online so that anyone anywhere in the world can go and print their own hand drive wheelchair attachment that they can use for their wheelchair.
It's amazing. You know, Meghna, listening to these guys, it makes me want to ask you, what did you invent in high school?
I invented new ways to procrastinate. That's the most I can say.
Yeah, I think I was right behind you on that one.
Well, Kate Reed and Mohammed Saeed are both students at the New View Innovation Studio. It's an experimental middle and high school in Cambridge. They were both at the White House Science Fair on Monday this week, meeting the president and showing off their fantastic new inventions. Kate and Saeed, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us.
And good luck.
Thanks. Thank you.
Two really great young people there.
Mm, indeed.
But when we come back, we'll actually look at a completely different issue regarding children. What if the city of Boston is on its way to becoming kid-free? I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.